views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Oh, yes, I'm in. Welcome to the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host and the founder of the Millionaire Imprint for Women movement. Hashtag Millionaire Me Too. And that feels so good with this whole movement, that the Me Too movement that we have going on, when Spirit said, hey, hashtag Millionaire Me Too, because why not? It's time for women to be in financial wealth. It's time for women to speak their voice. It's time for women to thrive and be in their abundance. And so that is what the conversation is about today. The top three ways for financial security for women. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm so excited because my co-partner today, my very special friend, colleague, awesome, super entrepreneur, speaker, and all good things spiritual teacher, Deborah Lupien. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Cornelia. Thanks for inviting me.
Super awesome to be here with you. Thank you for saying yes and having this national conversation with me today about money and how to change our relationship with money, and also what are the top three ways to financial security. So I want to dive deep into that. Now, before we go there, I want to first tell the audience a little bit about you. So tell us, Deborah, what it is that you do, and then also tell people how they can go to your website and how they can get in contact with you. Give us a little bit background on what you do.
Sure. Well, as you said, I'm an author and spiritual teacher. I'm also the voice of the Akashic Records. And what that means is that I am speaking from your Akashic Records, translating messages to you from your guides that they want to share with you to uplift you. And that is so important because self-esteem is just a huge issue in today's world. And your guides want you to know that you are magnificent, resplendent, and brilliant. You are perfect. So that's the message that I'm sharing with people. And they can find out more about the Akashic Records on my website, akashaunleashed.com. And if you click on that meditations button, you will find a lot of free meditations that will help you connect with your Akashic guides.
Yes, and I love that meditation. Just one of our other colleagues recently, the other day, listened to that meditation. She got so much out of it, really served her at the perfect time. So everybody can have access to that freebie. And it's a wonderful free gift for you to be able to, tap deeper into your inner self and have that meditation, a guided meditation, support you. So part of the Akashic Records that you read, you read my records. And tell us, do you remember what it is that you said about me?
Yeah, you are the voice of truth. You're a spiritual warrior bringing truth to the world. And what your purpose is all about is helping other people tap into their authentic selves and their own truth so that they can live a more expansive, empowered life.
Yes. And when you told me this, when you read my records and you told me this, and you said, does that resonate with you? And there was every bell inside my body was like, yes, ding, 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 ding. Divine truth is really just is what I'm all about. And it's really what's needed so much on this planet. We need to be able to listen to divine truth, hear divine truth, and resonate to what the truth is, because everybody's got their own interpretation of truth. And then there's universal truths and there's all kinds of truth. However, when we're tapped into the source consciousness, right? When we're tapped into source and we're channeling that divine truth, that is what we can really feel it within our vibration, and we can really resonate to it. And so when we hear divine truth, what it does, it acts as a catalyst. It acts as a catalyst to either illuminate the lie, to illuminate what isn't true, and also a place for you to feel safe, and a place for you to relax, and a place for you, that's true for me too. Yeah. And so today we're talking about, you know, money, which is a big piece. It's a big piece for all of us because we need money to survive, and we have a lot of work to do on this planet, restoring order and restoring harmony. And there's so many, many women out there that have not really fully claimed their power when it comes to their money, because they're not talking about it. And that's why I want to talk about it again here today. And I did a little bit of research, Deborah. I want to share with you this research. And I also want to let our audience know that if they want to call in today, feel free to call in and call at 1-800-930-2819 and talk to us about what your financial relationship is with money, if you're having stress or anxiety around money, or if you are consumed by debt, if you're worried about your money, you don't know how to pay your rent, you don't know how to begin or where to start, picking up the phone and calling it out is the perfect thing to do. So call us up at 1-800-930-2819, and we will definitely give you some good feedback and get you started on your path to financial freedom. So back to the research. New research finds that women leave crucial money decisions to their spouses, which puts them at high financial risk should their spouse cease to be in the picture. And this highest impact is felt among younger women between the ages of 20 and 34. 56% play no critical role in financial decisions. Older women, ages 51 and up, are not far behind, with 54% leaving money decisions to their spouse. Ignoring money by abdicating responsibility to a spouse is not the answer. This is the reason why we're having this conversation today, because we don't want to recreate the same problems that we've had on this planet for a long time, and that is women not being in their power and in right relationship with money. Do you know what I mean, Deborah? I mean, if we have our millennials out there, the ages between 20 and 34, if they are giving birth to children now and they are not looking at their money and they are giving all their power away and responsibility to their spouse, it's dangerous because the financial risks for women are high. And it's going to create the same kind of environment that we've been in when women don't have the money to support themselves. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Well, I know people who have gone through this. The husband died suddenly. In one case, my dear friend in high school, father died. There was nothing. The mother had to go to work at a hotel as a maid nights to keep her family afloat. She didn't know how to drive. And yeah. What is that role modeling for the children?
Right. And really, you know, the whole part about women not looking at their money and taking responsibility of their money and talking about money, it actually keeps them poor.
Yes.
It keeps women poor because it's like, you know, that silent elephant the elephant is in the room, but it keeps them in financial poverty. They're giving their power away to someone else. When the truth of the matter is, you know, we have so many women that have amazing ideas about how to make this world a better place. And it would be so awesome if they had the funding, if they had the money to materialize their ideas that make the world a better place, which is part of the reason why we need to empower women to move into right relationship with money so that they can, you know, because the women have solutions to the problems that exist today on this planet. But it requires money because we can't fix things. We can't, you know, do things when we are in poverty, right? Because it just paralyzes us. It paralyzes us. And so this is the most magnificent time on the planet to move into right relationship with your money, regardless of what the story was in your family lineage from the past, what you were born into. So that's one of the reasons why I want to talk about this more openly, to support women. You know, I talk to women all the time, and it just surprises me. It really does. It surprises me that they don't talk about it openly, that they don't talk about it to their girlfriends. Women don't talk about their financial stress to their girlfriends. They don't talk to anybody about it, and they keep it quiet and it stays suppressed. And then they go to bed with having all this fear and all this anxiety, not knowing how to pay their bills, not knowing how to make things better, simply because they don't talk about the biggest topic that keeps them up at night. And that is the financial, you know, their financial relationship with money. So yeah, I'm curious too, because Deborah, you and I are both entrepreneurs, and you know, this is also another conversation, because really being an entrepreneur in today's world, especially women, since women in the past have not been paid their value and have not really been paid what they're worth in equal relationship to men. So that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother topic right there, right? It's like a whole nother topic. You know, and it's really about having the conversation and talking about things openly so that we can support the people that are ready to shift their relationships and move into right relationship with money and move into their inner power and move into their inner sovereignty. Because living in freedom, living in divine truth, living in financial freedom, that is the new world that I want to create. How about you?
Absolutely. Let's get rid of that feeling of panic and desperation that so many women are living with on a daily basis.
Yeah. And I bet you come across that a lot too with your clients as well, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Very common.
Very common. Yeah. So wonderful, Deborah. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're talking today about the top three ways for financial security, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about our money. We're talking about our finances, and we're talking about how to end the poverty cycle. It's up to us to make that change. And so at the break, Deborah and I were talking. A lot of times I always wish that we can, we can make the break heard, because Deborah brought up a perfect point. What did you say, Deborah, in the break?
I said that so many women are in an adversarial relationship with money when they really want to make it their friend. And that's because of the way they've been brought up, maybe in that scarcity and lack mindset. So money was never around, didn't occur to them. It actually could be their friend. So if they could shift their energy and realize money is a tool that is there that they can learn to work with and be friends with, that would draw more money to them.
Absolutely. Because that's exactly, it's kind of like that love-hate relationship. Like, we love it when money comes in and when we have the money to pay our bills and we have the money to buy the things that we desire and we have the money and it's flowing. And then, you know, and then there's the push-pull, or, you know, a lot of women are living paycheck to paycheck and that they're still in huge financial debt, right? So there is that. But, you know, you nailed it by saying, make money your friend. I mean, that could be the copy of a book right there, a title of a book, make money your friend. Because when we look at money, it is energy. It's like you said, money is a tool and money is energy. And it is an elemental that we need here on this planet to survive. So having a powerful, happy, joyful relationship with our money, important piece to receiving the abundance, the flow that you were saying, more money is going to flow to them, right? And we were born into, I don't know about you, but like I was born into a poor family. My mother was raising three children on her own without child support. And so she was working, I don't know how many jobs. I was responsible as a young kid to take care of the household and take care of my mom. That was my job, and take care of my brother and take care of the household. My sister wasn't living with us. She was living in another place. So we grew up very, very short on money. You know, a lot of times we didn't have money to pay for our food. And my mom was always struggling to pay the bills. She would come home at 2 o'clock in the morning from her waitress job, and she would wake me up and she would put the tips on the table and whatever the tips were. And she would say, here you go. This is how much money I made today. And then I would take that money and I would figure out what bill we can actually pay or what food we can actually buy with that, because that's how my upbringing was. And then when I looked at my relationship with money today, you know, when I first began really healing my relationship with money and the shame I had around money, never having enough, that lack mindset, Deborah, that you were talking about, when I was looking at my upbringing, where I came from, not just in my family, but then I looked at my mother's side. That's what I mean when I say family lineage. Yes. And then I looked at my father's side. And what was the dialogue that was spoken in those lineages? And what were the beliefs that we were conditioned by, especially as children, when we're so vulnerable and open to suggestions between the ages of 2 and 7? We take on the beliefs of our parents.
And Cornelia, you're a catalyst. So what was your catalyst, that breakthrough moment that shifted you out of that lack mentality and allowed you to step into the abundance that is your birthright?
The shift occurred in 2012. I wrote an ebook because I was actually looking at my relationship with money and how I had that hate-love relationship and how I wasn't having enough. And I already had my financial, I already had my prosperous mindset of the universe, the truth of the universe. I had all of that, but I didn't have the money flowing in the way that I wanted to. I was always struggling, and I was at my wit's end to be able to pay my rent and have the money continuously flowing. So what the catalyst was for me, I sat down and this is what I did. This is a perfect question, Deborah. I sat down and I looked at 3 limiting negative beliefs that I have around money, 3 negative limiting beliefs. And I that's when I found, oh, the shame around money. Money is the root of all evil. You have to work hard for your money. You have to work really hard. And I can't even remember what the other limiting negative belief was that I was growing up with, right? And I looked at those limiting beliefs and I wrote them down. And as a coach, I know that these are not the beliefs that I want to have anymore today. I want to have more empowering beliefs. And because I know how to shift beliefs and how to shift mindset, I then shifted those negative limiting beliefs into more empowering beliefs that I want to buy into today as I give birth to my new self and to the truth of who I am. These are the beliefs that I want to believe, not these beliefs that I was conditioned by. Okay.
So that's a big shift in mindset. How did you get from A to Z in that shifted mindset?
Really, by changing those limiting beliefs, by looking at those beliefs that I had, the negative ones, and then seeing I don't want to be here anymore. And the way to change a negative belief is you identify what the belief is. Like, money is the root of all evil. Let me just use that one for example. I used to believe subconsciously, in the subconscious mind, it's the program that was programmed into the subconscious mind between the ages of 2 and 7. So now it's in there, it's in the subconscious mind. And I'm walking through my adult life believing that, even though I'm not conscious about it. And I'm also making choices and decisions based on that belief. And money is not materializing in my life. So knowing what my 3 negative limiting beliefs are, then what I did was, what do you believe about money today? And because I know, I absolutely know that money is energy, and I absolutely love and adore money. I love and adore money. So if I look at the old negative limiting belief that says money is the root of all evil, or the belief that says I love and adore money and money loves and adores me, I want to buy into that belief, and that is now my belief. So how do you make that shift? By considering the possibility that you can now vibrate at this level with this belief, and that I'm installing this into my subconscious mind, and that's going to be my new way forward. And then as I'm making choices and decisions every single day in my life, I believe that money loves me and I love money. And now that's how I shifted that. And so I did this with three of the negative limiting beliefs, and then I installed three new positive beliefs. So that was basically what I did. And then when I was done with those beliefs, I then looked at the way I feel, because we know that in order to have a belief and in order the way that you feel, it has to match in order to be congruent. So if I have a negative limiting belief that says money is the root of all evil, and I have a lot of shame and I hate money and I don't like my relationship with money, it's a match. It's an absolute match. Now, if I have a belief now that says, I love and adore money, and money loves and adores me, how do I feel? Do I feel wealthy? Do I feel rich? Do I feel abundant? How do I feel? And so that's where I was able to see my work. I still had emotional core work to do, because I saw that I wasn't feeling rich. I wasn't feeling wealthy. I wasn't feeling like money adores me, because it's not here yet. But I know it's a practice. And I knew that I had to take those steps and now, you know, make this my positive intention and take the practice steps, take action steps to really call money back into my life and feel good about the money I have.
Action steps. What did you do? Did you journal? Did you do affirmations? What was your process?
Absolutely. I did. I journaled. I did exactly that. I did journaling. I did affirmations every day. I did rituals. I did a ritual with these are my new beliefs. And then I was practical in my choices that I made. Every time when I had to go pay a bill, every time when money came in, every time when I didn't have money to pay for something, I was faced with the practical application to clear and heal this energy. Either it still needed to be cleared and I was upset about it, or it's happening. It's already materializing in my life. I mean, it's a relationship, and a relationship takes work. So changing your relationship with money really, really takes work. And I approached it from that standpoint that I'm going to have a wonderful relationship with money, not because I had it before, but this is my goal now, and this is what I want to do. So through this whole process, Deborah, I ended up writing an ebook. And I'm going to make that available to all the people that want to email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And you can have that ebook for free. And all the things that I just talked about, the process and everything that I use, you can take yourself through this process and you can change and heal your relationship with money the same way I did. And so it's a process that I'm making available to you at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And now we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I am just loving this conversation today. I love that I asked Deborah to join us. Deborah Lupien is with me, and she's asking me powerful questions that actually I had forgotten all about how did the process first begin, and what was my catalyst, and how did I change my relationship with money? And it's a beautiful story because it worked. It worked. And that is all part of all of us. If it's worked for someone, and this is a process that I've helped many of my clients move through and heal their relationship with money. And I just want to let you know that if you are in a situation right now where you don't even know where to begin, you feel overwhelmed, and you don't have a good relationship with money, you may not have any money. And here I am talking about the Millionaire Imprint for Women, hashtag Millionaire Me Too. And it's like, you're probably thinking, how can I go from there to there? And now we're going to tell you how.
Wonderful. Yeah, because you know, it's incongruent to jump from zero to million. So it's super important to give your listeners that step-by-step process. How do they get from one point to another? So you mentioned earlier that there were three ways to get financial security. Can you tell us about those and ground them for us?
Sure. This is such a great question. So the first step to financial freedom is making a choice to be financially free. That seems to be so simple, because you're thinking, really? All I have to do is choose to be financially free, and then I'm going to be financially free? But that really is the first step. Because think about this. If women are, which we know the research, and we talked about the statistics earlier in segment one or segment two, where women are not talking about money, and many women are not talking about it, and many women are struggling financially. And that is because they haven't made a choice to choose financial freedom, to choose to be financially free, to choose to have a great relationship with money, because that is going to raise their self-esteem. that is going to raise their self-love. That is going to raise their self-confidence. That is going to make their life a whole lot better. But they have to choose it. And if they don't choose it, then, and if they don't talk about money, then they're going to stay poor.
So is talking about it the key to choosing it? Because if they're in the rowboat that's sinking, how do they get from there to choosing this?
Actually, step two. Step two is talking about it. But first they have to choose it. They have to, you know, like where I was in my situation, I was in my situation and I was tired of this game. I was tired of being broke. I was tired of not having the money that I needed to live my life the way I wanted to live it, because I had ideas. I had a voice. I wanted to be in my entrepreneur lifestyle, and I wanted to be able to, you know, make money doing what I love, and I didn't have the money. And I was just tired of this whole game. And so what was the missing element? The way that I feel about money, the way I feel about my relationship with money. So then I had to discover what that is and what my beliefs are around all of that and change that. And you know, and it all happened because I chose the number one step is I want to be financially free. I want to have the money in my life to be a successful entrepreneur. I want to grow my business to seven figures and beyond. I want to empower women into financial freedom, into their confidence, to take a stand for women, to not accept anything less than they deserve. So step one, choose. Step two, talk about what the situation is. What is your life like? What is your situation like? What is the elephant in the room? What are you tired of? What are you tired of? How is your sleep cycle? How are you feeling talking about you can't pay your rent? I just talked to somebody this week that told me they can't pay their rent. Somebody in my circle, somebody in my area, an entrepreneur, and that is out there speaking her voice and doing her life, and she was in a situation where she can't pay her rent. So
it sounds to me like you made the choice and you started talking about it, and that caused this spark of passion to ignite inside of you, which then led you to the next step. Is that what it was like?
Exactly. So it's exactly, that's why it's very simple. So step one, choice, choosing financial freedom. Step two, talking about how I feel, the shame I feel that I can't pay my rent, the shame I feel about the financial life that I'm in, the powerlessness that I feel, and even to say it to a girlfriend or to say it to a friend or to say it to another coach or, you know, whoever your person that you talk to, even if it's your journal, but to talk about it, get it out.
Well, that's great, journal, because I was wondering as you're talking, if there's all the shame and humiliation and not wanting to share, who are they going to talk to? So that's perfect. They can start with the journal. And then where would you suggest they go next?
A really good friend. A really good friend or a coach. But, you know, when they don't have the money, they're obviously not going to be able to pay for a coach, right? So I think having a financial coach, I think having a coach, a support partner to help you shift things in life, help you really ground in your goals, is a really awesome investment that you can make. But when it comes to money, and if you're still, you know, struggling in poverty, doesn't mean that you cannot do it. You can do it. For some reason, you are now required to do it this way. And what is the way? To get it out on journal. And then if you can't afford to pay for a coach, then you go to a friend and you talk to a friend about it. I'm so tired of my lifestyle. I'm so tired of being broke. And I want to shift and I want to change that. I just wanted to be able to articulate how I feel to somebody that can be the witness to my pain and to my life. And so I would suggest going to a friend or, you know, a person who they trust in life. That's not going to judge them. That's a really big, important piece, because you want to be able to talk to somebody that offers you presence and not judgment. This is not what that is about. Somebody that's a witness to your life.
The more they do this, the easier it will get to talk to other people, right?
Yeah, and I really encourage the women to talk it out, to find a confidant. You know, first, you know, go into your journal and get real with yourself. Get real with yourself. Stand up for yourself and say, I don't want to be in poverty. I choose financial freedom for myself and for my children. I'm not going to raise children in poverty. What's the third step?
Yeah, what's step three?
Step three is building a healthy relationship with money. So that's step three is, you know, establishing a healthy relationship, looking at money and looking how you feel about money, what your beliefs are around money, and establishing a healthy relationship the same way that you would establish a healthy relationship with your partner, with your husband, with your friend, with your child, the same way. Money is an elemental and it is bountiful and beautiful, just like Mother Earth is. It's an energy. And if we look at what money really is, forget about the shame that we have around money. Forget about the root of all evil and forget about the control and manipulation that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years on this planet regarding money. If those things are all still there, I'm not saying not to ignore them, but clear, release, and heal those thoughts and feelings out of your life. The number three step, the third step, is to build a healthy relationship with your money, because you're going to now establish a new way to relate to money coming into your life. And one of the ways to do that is take whatever money you have, whether it's coins or a dollar bill or a $100 bill, you take it and you hold it and you hold it in your hands and you see how beautiful it is and that it's a vibration and that it is here to support you and it's helping you live your life and that you want to invite money back into your life, not push it away. And the way we push things away is by the judgment we give it and by the hate relationship we have it. We keep it right out here instead of inviting it back in. And that's the third step.
So opening their heart.
Opening their heart to money and having a good, inviting money back into your life. So, I mean, these are all simple, practical steps that you can do. And of course, you can be creative and add your own creative flow about, make art about it, or who knows, there's so many ways that you can go about it. But those are the top three steps. And now we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit TheEmpowermentSolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It has been one hot topic. I love talking about money. And I want to remind you, ladies, I want to remind you that every woman was born to live. Every woman was born to thrive with her voice, with her money, with her relationships, in her abundance. Every woman was. But ladies, you have to choose it. You really have to choose it. And by taking those top three steps to financial freedom, you are well on your way. First step, choose. Choose to be financially free. Second step, talk about your money. Get it out of your body. Get it out in the open. What do you believe? What do you feel? Get it talked about. Get it out into your journal and onto your coach or your friend. And the third step is invite money back into your life and build a healthy relationship with your life. Those are the three steps to financial freedom. And I just want to offer everybody on the call today to that you can get my free ebook that will support you in taking those steps. It's all laid out for you. Email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. and you will get the book. And all the people that are listening to this show, if you want to receive content like this, and I always share so many wonderful tips and value content to my newsletter list, you can text the word Cornelia to the number 22828, and then you're signed up for my list. And there's always fun inspiration shared every week. So I look forward to hearing from you. So Deborah, it's amazing how fast the show goes by in this hour. And I'm just glad that you came on. Why don't we tell the audience one more time that you're also a national bestseller and you have a book on Amazon that people can purchase if they want to find out more about the Akashic Records?
Yes, I was actually blessed to be an international bestseller. My book went number one in four countries. It was just phenomenal. It was divinely inspired to let people know about this birthright, the Akashic Records, where they could learn about themselves and who they are at soul level so they could use that information to create phenomenal lives. So it's called Akasha Unleashed, the missing manual to you, because that's what the Akashic Records are. And everybody needs their missing manual.
Wonderful. And what is your website again?
AkashaUnleashed.com.
Awesome. I'm just glad that you were here with me today to have this conversation and assist, you know, with helping us ground this money talk in to, again, make the world a better place by having positive relationships that enhance and support us.
Yes. You know, we were talking earlier about your gift of divine truth and how you share that with the world and your passion about helping women, especially with the money issue, because it is so huge. But I don't know if you fully comprehend what you bring to the table, because we often don't see that side of ourselves. And I have watched you working with people for some period of time now, and I'm just amazed at how you use your gift so intuitively and so beautifully to bring out this hidden potential in people that they didn't even realize was there. You just have a knack for seeing it, and it's like the diamond in the rough, and you help them polish it, and soon they're shining. And then when they're in a place like that lady you were talking about with who couldn't pay her rent, you take somebody like that who thinks they have no choice, and they're really feeling trapped and desperate, and you have this ability to see options that they can't see. So you gently guide them, lovingly and gently. It is such a beautiful thing to witness. And you help them to see the possibilities, and they start to light up. Their energy comes up. I see them transform before my eyes. It's remarkable what you bring to people. So you awaken this potential that's been dormant inside of them. And then I watch them go to the next step where their confidence starts to grow. They get more clarity. They get more insight. And that translates into giving their businesses a massive boost, easier than they've ever been able to do before. So that is what you're bringing to the table. It's phenomenal. And I just encourage all those women out there who are struggling to get in touch with Cornelia, because she brings magic fast. And that's what we need. Because you deserve that.
Thank you, Deborah. I don't think I've ever heard anyone articulate me so well other than myself in this. I don't even think I've ever been able to articulate it this well. I think you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. And it's true, and it is what I love to do. And it's really the generosity of my spirit is what I feel like. My service to people. I want people to thrive. I want women to thrive. I want women to radiate in their wealth and in their abundance. And again, like you said, not be in the limitation, but offer them tools and pathways to rise above that. And I just love doing it. I love what I'm doing. And I love what I'm doing, you know, with the Transformational Talk Radio Network. I bring people on here and I help entrepreneurs be seen and be heard and, you know, groom them into their next expression, into their highest expression. And it's just wonderful. Life is good. And I love what I'm doing.
You are living your purpose, and it shows.
Yeah. And, you know, actually what you said to me is you told me that I'm living a grace-filled life. Yes. Honestly, there isn't a greater thing than to live and be inspired by grace. And I wish this for everyone. I wish for everyone to be inspired and live a grace-filled life. And by all means, choose to live your highest expression here on earth. Choose to not stand for anything less than you deserve, and say yes to financial freedom and whatever it is that you want to live your dream, because there is nothing stopping you from realizing and materializing what it is that you deeply want. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for listening in today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. You can find out more about me at corneliastephanie.com. You can also see me on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe if you like the information there. And we'll see you again next time on the Millionaire Imprint for Women and next week on Living Heaven on Earth. Thank you, Deborah Lupien, for being my co-partner today. So much grace and so much love to you. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye.
And we're clear.
Thanks so much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful with Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.